News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's bring in Tom Phillips, a managing director of Tom Phillips and Associates and adjunct professor, associate professor of town planning and UCD on this. Tom, there's a few aspects to get on this, but let's deal with the idea of cabins first of all. I mean, you come from a planning background. What a good idea or a bad idea?
Well, good morning. I think, well, all ideas, like I suppose in principle, that will solve that will seek to solve the housing crisis are good in principle. But in the detail of this one, I don't think this is the correct focus. I would much prefer a focus on apartments first, scheme houses second, and these and one-off houses third, in that order. And like it seems crazy, we've got a situation that co-living, which was the kind of the later version of student accommodation, is banned. But we're talking about putting modular homes in people's gardens. These are bespoke international form of housing that it works in every other city in the civilized world, and we ban it in Ireland. And yet we're talking about putting sheds in people's back gardens. It's going to be a very, very hard thing to police. I mean, I can see it does, it will solve an issue, but it could create more problems than it solves.
There was a narrative against co-living, and the minister who brought them in, Owen Murphy, was kind of widely derided, I think, for describing it as boutique accommodation. You think that was a mistake in hindsight?
I thought a mistake at the time, because the minister asked his planning advisors to give him a review of the situation. They came up with a review and they came up with three scenarios, and banning them wasn't one of those scenarios. It was tweaking them. And I read Owen Murphy's book, and I think it was more a personal comment on Owen Murphy than a planning argument. And it's, I mean, his book is very good on that subject.
Okay. So in relation to the cabins, what would your concern be specifically about them? You mentioned hard to regulate.
Yeah, hard to police, and the first thing is people shouldn't get too panicked, because it's open for public consultation, so it's not a fait accompli, and yeah. I think it should be welcomed that people are given the opportunity to put the arguments for and against. But the arguments against it would be that's going to be very hard if you've got an extra neighbour's got somebody else living in their back garden, and it's the enjoyment of people's houses. I mean, that might be a luxury to certain people, and it's a necessity that someone has somewhere to live is more important. But it's just very, very hard to police, and particularly when you talk about it being a temporary solution, because how do you undo it? Like, if the genie's out of the bottle, you can't put it back in again. So in a few years' time, you can't suddenly say, oh, by the way, they're now have to be back to store your bicycles in them. You can't live in them anymore. That's like, it's once you do it, it'd be incredibly hard to undo it. And I don't think that is the correct solution. It worked in the UK after the war when places were bombed. But in Ireland, we haven't been bombed, and we need to have a situation that we build more proper housing for people, that more long-term, including housing for elderly people, etc. And there's also could be the issue that certain elderly people, and I don't think this sounds alarmist, but could be encouraged, in inverted commas, to move into their shed while the family move into the main house. You know, to me, it's not a right solution. Okay. That's just a personal view.
Okay. The other thing that will be brought to Cabinet today, a local authority is going to be told to zone more land for housing. The government planning to more than double the national annual target. They're raising it actually from 33,000, the targets a year, to 83,000 units a year. It's an extraordinary increase that they're planning. Is it achievable, though, I suppose, is the question.
It is. And here's Shane. And what strikes me is that in 2014, the government brought in a policy, myplan.ie, which is a computer system that shows all the zoning of all the land in the country. And if you go onto it today, more than half the country is shown as awaiting data. In other words, they're awaiting data for the last 11 years. That data exists. We've got all the top internet companies from America and the world with headquarter buildings in Ireland, and we can't have a plan that shows all the zoned land. It just is wrong.
So we need to have more land. Why is that? Like, why is that failure happened?
Well, I think the person who set it up retired, and I've never heard anybody replacing that person. I know there was a South African guy who set it up, and he retired. And I've asked loads of times, and I've been told, well, it's no one really in charge of it. And it sits on the government's portfolio all the time. It's even in the programme for government to fix it. But, I mean, that was 11 years ago it was set up and hasn't been fixed.
Are local authorities doing enough?
Well, the local authorities are doing enough, because they've all got zoned land. They all have their 31 development plans, and that shows that the thing. I mean, it would take about 2 hours for the average second-year student in college to fix that. and it show where the land is zoned. And the other thing, some good bodies and Savills did some very good reports in the last sort of 12 months where they looked at all the zoned land of the country. So there is a lot of zoned land that's unbuilt, but unfortunately it's in the wrong place. It tends to be in the north and northwest regions have a lot of zoned land, but that's not where the people live. And whereas the eastern part of the seaboard, that's where people live, but it's got a shortage of zoned land. And then the southern region, there's also a shortage of zoned land, so it's imbalanced. So it's a way of looking at the whole country, our 7 million hectares, and looking to see where do people want to live, where's the industry, where are the rail lines, where are the roads, and then plug these together. It's not like it's not rocket science.
No. The other thing in your bailiwick that's happening today is the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, briefing the Cabinet on a report by his department's infrastructure division. They got kind of heavy hitters from around the country to sit down and come up with solutions to the infrastructure problem. And they're talking about the key issues causing a drag on delivery. One of these, inconsistent planning decisions and an increased regulatory and legal burden for the development of key infrastructure. And they talk about judicial reviews and so on. I'm guessing that's something you kind of agree with, Tom.
Well, I would. I mean, the judicial review has, and I've been criticised for saying this, but it's got out of control. I mean, the point about judicial review is not to determine whether a scheme is good or bad. It's to work out whether the process by which it's been determined has been legal or not. And people seem to conflate those two issues and think that it has to be that this is about saying whether the scheme is good, bad or indifferent. It's not. That's the role of an Comisión Penal, formerly known as an Bord Penala, and the local authorities. It's not the role of a judge or a court to opine whether the scheme is good, bad or indifferent. They're only there to look at the legal issues. And we seem to have lost that. Like, but there's a book written in 2011 where the particular author said that it was amazing that the board very rarely lost any judicial review cases because it was a very clear legal structure. And now it's got so labyrinthine that literally it's like you've got 900 and something pages of documentation.
Crazy.
And the developer only has to get one thing wrong and the whole thing unravels.
We saw that.
And it could be millions down the drain.
We saw that with the water treatment plant a number of years ago. It was a tiny matter that became a point of law and we still haven't, 5 years on, we're still no nearer to completing it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just lastly, your judgment on, I mean, obviously we've a new minister in there. Do you think the government is starting to get its teeth into this, or is there, what's your?
I do, yeah, no, I do. I mean, well, one thing I've just noticed for years with lecturing the students, I used to always put up a lecture at the slideshow, who's the current minister for housing. So we had a very big churn of ministers for housing for years, and it takes a long time to get used to the system. And I mean, there's no silver bullet, and there's no right and wrong answers. And everything that you put up is going to be attacked, and everything you don't do is going to be attacked. So it's an incredibly difficult role, and I think the government are doing what they can. I don't always agree with it, but they're doing something and they're coming up with ideas. And I think it's also very good that they're asking the public for their opinion, because last week they came out with new guidelines which hadn't been the subject of public consultation and they were derided for it. Now they're doing it. They're putting it out a public consultation, I think, as of today, asking people what they think. And as long as they come up with a balanced review at the end, that's good.
Tom Phillips, Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates, Adjunct Associate Professor of Town Planning at UCD. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.